Bring awareness to the body, feeling the whole body posture. And bring an energy to the posture by lifting through the spine. Feel your breath in the heart. Breathe into the heart. And as you breathe into the heart, discover, imagine, bring your attention to a sense of openness, a quality of acceptance of heart, that the heart is open and present and receptive. It may not feel perfectly open or perfectly receptive, and that's okay. In whatever way this happens, it's good. It's good enough. Bringing the intention for the heart to be open and present and accepting. With each breath, and in this quality of openness, bring to mind your own deep desire to be happy, to be at peace, to have a sense of well-being, to feel deeply connected in your life. Some of these phrases you may connect with, and others you may not. So I'm putting out a number of different phrases. Your deep desire for contentment, for authenticity, to be your true self, to be loving. And as you consider and feel and connect with that deep heart's desire, from that same space of openness, wish yourself well. Bring a kind intention, a kind wish, that you may experience your heart's desire, that you may experience the peace, the happiness, the contentment, the love, the connection that you so deeply wish for. This is an expression of love for yourself, wishing yourself well, wishing yourself to be happy and well and free and at peace. And notice if there's a certain quality of energy as you express in some way that love for yourself. Notice if you feel that toward yourself. And it's okay if you don't, because many people don't experience that very easily or access that. It's not something that we cultivate very much in our culture. If you do feel it, notice it, and just rest in that quality of heart, of loving yourself, of caring for yourself, of feeling friendship for yourself. It might be helpful to bring just a simple word directed toward yourself, such as metta or be well. And there are some traditional phrases which help us to cultivate and direct this loving kindness, this loving friendship toward ourselves. So these are traditional phrases. If you have different ones that you have used or that you like to use, that's fine. And you can use one of these or all of them. So these are not prayers in the sense of that we're praying to something. They're expressions of love and intention toward ourselves. But if you experience it more as a prayer, that's also okay. So the phrases are, may I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. So as we say these phrases, we're not saying them in a rote way. We're saying them with intention. Sometimes people like to, it can be helpful to connect, to put one or both hands on your heart. So you can try that and see if that's helpful to you, just to place your hand on your heart. And this practice helps to connect with the heart. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. So for the next few minutes, continue to offer yourself loving kindness, either by just connecting with a quality of love that's kind of welling forth and present toward yourself, or just saying the word metta toward yourself, or be well, or any or all of those phrases. So now we're going to go on to offer loving kindness to another person. So bring to mind somebody who you feel very close to. It could be a partner, a lover, a spouse, a parent, a child, a dear friend, a teacher, grandparent, anyone that you feel very close to. Somebody who's alive today. And bring to mind and bring that person in some way in connection with you. So you might visualize them or imagine them here somehow in your present, in your mind and heart. You might imagine yourself together with them somewhere where you have spent time together. Or you might simply just have a visceral sense of their presence. Not everybody is great at visualizing or imagining, so but just a felt sense of their presence. And as you connect with them, bring to mind that this person has a deep heart's desire, like you, to be happy, to be well, to be at peace, to feel a sense of connection in their life, to have a sense of well-being. And as you consider this, allow a response to arise from within you, wishing them well, wishing that they may have the happiness, the peace, the love, the contentment, the well-being, the ease that they desire. And allow your heart to feel that response, that caring, that quality of love and friendship. Connect with that. Notice if it's present. And if it's not, it's okay. Don't judge yourself. It's just something that may arise. It may be known in another way. It may be known more as an attitude or an intention. And so either by just allowing that energetic quality of friendship and love to emanate outwards toward this person, or just saying a simple word, metta, or be well, or bringing the phrases that we used for ourselves, offering them to this person who you feel close to. Offer metta to this person. So the phrases would be, may you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. So continue in silence, continuing to offer metta to this close person. Just like in the sitting practice, samatha, vipassana, if your mind wanders off, and you know, and then when you notice, just come back to the practice. So now let's continue on in the practice and bring to mind somebody that you feel relatively neutral about. So it's not somebody you feel very close to, but nor is it somebody that you have some difficulty with. So somebody that's kind of neutral might be a person in your workplace that you don't particularly know very well, or a neighbor that you see but you haven't had much interaction with. Usually it's somebody you don't know very well, because then we either tend to feel positive or negative about them. A clerk at a grocery store that where you shop. So again, bring this person into some connection with you. Either imagining yourself where you see them, or imagining them in some way here, or just having a felt sense of their presence. And as you sense their presence, bring to mind that even though you don't know this person, you can know actually something very intimate and central, essential about this person. That however they may conceive it, they too wish to be happy. They too wish to have a sense of well-being and peace. They too wish to feel some sense of connection with life. And so as you consider this, notice whatever quality of heart arises within you. Notice if there's a kindness, a love, a caring quality that arises within you towards this person as you consider that their heart's desire is in some ways essentially quite similar to yours. And you may just rest in a sense of kindness, caring, friendship toward this person. Or you can use the phrases offering these intentions. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. So offering these phrases for the next few minutes in silence. Now we're going to move on in the practice and bring to mind somebody that you have a sense of distance from. It could be somebody that you find hard to communicate with, or unpleasant to be with, or maybe there's some unresolved issue between you and this person. If there's somebody in your life that you have been deeply traumatized by, or traumatized by at all, and you're just learning this practice, it's usually recommended that you not practice with that person. But use somebody, take somebody as sort of the object of your practice, who is easier to work with. So again, in some way, connecting with this person, either by through your imagination or imagining yourself with this person, or in here or in some other setting, or just visually, viscerally sensing their presence here with you. And as you connect with their presence, bring to mind that this person too wishes to be happy, wishes to have a sense of peace and well-being, wishes to feel at ease. Wishes to be free from suffering. And as you bring this person to mind, see if there is a response that comes of kindness, of caring, of friendship, of wishing them well. See what arises in the heart. And if there is a presence of caring, of kindness, you might just be present the energetic movement of that kindness toward this person. Or you might offer in the same way, these intentions. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And so, offering this to this more distant person, And so now, let's extend this heart of loving kindness in all directions to all beings, to all human beings, extending this well-wishing to all the people in this room. May each one be well. May each one be safe and free from suffering, happy and at peace. May each one live with ease and well-being on this earth. To all human beings who are male, who are female, who are old, who are young, who are sick, who are healthy, who are poor, who are rich, people in this moment being born, people in this moment dying, people of every nation, of every language, of every religion, may all human beings be well. May all have what they need. May all be safe and free from suffering. Be happy and at peace. And live with ease and well-being on this earth. This is not just an idle wish, but it is a heart's desire. It's expressing our love, your love, my love, for each one. No one excluded. For those who are in places of violence and war, who are suffering, sickness, pain, physical pain, emotional pain. May each one be free from suffering. We offer compassion and caring for each one who is experiencing happiness, success, joy, love. We offer our appreciative joy, share their joy. May it increase, may their joy increase and be sustained. To all the creatures of this earth, all the beings of the air, the oceans, the lakes and rivers, the earth, beings that live on the earth and under the earth, from the very greatest to the smallest, from the tiniest insects to the great mammals of the oceans and the forests and jungles. Allowing the heart to extend in love and kindness, caring, may each one be well. May their habitats not be destroyed. May they live in safety and have what they need for life. to the whole earth. Opening our heart to the whole interdependent, interconnected life form of the earth. Wishing her well. May she be safe. May she continue. May she thrive. May all beings be well. May all life forms be well. May the whole earth be well. May there be peace. And ending this practice with a dedication. May our practice and our lives serve the happiness, the well-being, and the liberation of all beings.